Welcome, traveler. What's your poison?
Oh, water.
All right. Sure is a dry one out there today.
We are.
Where are you coming in from?
Out north of here.
Ah, up north, yeah. Here things are getting pretty rough up in Northville.
Yeah, let's just say there's a reason I had to get out of town for a bit.
I hear that, brother. We all got our secrets.
Yeah, I tripped in front of everyone.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I heard that
Just
correctly.
absolutely ate shit in front of the whole town. And you just can't come back from that.
I don't know about that one, but hey, not my place to judge. I'm sure it must have been real bad. You know what? I didn't catch your name, by the way. The name's Willie. I'm the proprietor of this here saloon.
It's nice to meet you, Willie. My name, well, let's just say it ain't too important, all right? How's about another water?
You seem a little nervous, son. How about, shot of whiskey on the house? You and
Oh,
me. Here you
that's
go.
right. I love whiskey, and I will take a drink of it with you right now.
All right, down the hatch.
Cheers.
Come on, son. Hey,
Yep.
to good health, good fortune, and hopefully no more tripping.
Hooray. Oh my God, that tastes like fire.
Yeah, just the way you like it. Nothing to warm your belly up.
Oh God. It's...
Hello, sir. I take your finest piece of bread and a nice glass of cold iced tea.
It's coming right up. Coming right up. Another new face. You new in town?
Yeah, I came from a town called Southville. Let's just
Ah.
say I had to get out of there.
I know Southville well.
Yeah. I fell down a spiral staircase in front of the whole town.
Well, me, oh my, we got a couple pair of dunces right here. Sir, what is,
Yeah.
I think the two of you would get along real well.
Would you call me?
There's the iced tea.
Oh, thank you, sir.
There's
Thank
your
you.
bread. Oh, I'm sorry. I called you a pair of dunces in a plate of bread.
Damn.
And I'm so sorry if I offended you. Well, you didn't give me your actual name, sir, so
My
it's all
name's
good.
Dunce. That's what they all call me.
Yeah.
Why do you think I had to leave town?
My name is Idiot.
I gotta say, your parents didn't choose very Christian names for you. It's a very unusual name around these parts. Sort of seems like they set you up for a life of teasing and bullying. Sorry, I don't mean to speak ill on your parents.
You'd think so, but I stumbled straight out of the womb. I tripped flat on my face the second I was born, and it is just, let me tell you, it has set a real tone for the rest of my life to come.
I didn't want to say it, but your nose is very squashed.
My nose is so, my nose, it's, I'm gonna be honest, I don't have much of a notch. I gotta pull them out a little from my face. They're so flat in order to get some air up in there.
Yeah. You haven't
Ain't
noticed
good.
anything about me, right? You haven't noticed that I'm 2D? I've fallen so many times, I'm 2D.
You know what? Turn sideways for a second. Oh, wow. Just like that, you disappear, right?
A crack in the floor!
Oh, my. He's gone. He must have fallen to the cellar. I'm sure he'll be back shortly.
Howdy.
Howdy. How you doing, partner?
I've been better. You mind if I could get a baguette and a pint of limoncello?
You're just in luck. I was just at the market, and we do happen to have both baguettes and limoncello here in Centerville, Texas.
Oh, thank you kindly.
Can I get you some jam, perhaps, with that baguette?
If you have any grass-fed butter. But, sort of as a
Oh,
schmear.
yeah, we only do organic stuff here. Organic, grass-fed, free-range, butter, and chicken, and cow.
That's comforting for my
There's your
spirits.
baguette, and a nice aperitif with that limoncello.
Oh, thank you kindly.
You look like you got some things on your mind, son.
Yeah, well, I was rustling up some cattle up in Colorado.
And, ooh, yeah, I remember when I was a young man, I did the same thing.
Yeah, well, I climbed to the top of Mount Elbert.
Mount Elbert?
Caught a branch. Fell down the whole mountain. Tallest peak in the Rockies.
Did you do it in front of the entire state population? Because I feel like I... I know where this one's going.
Yep, it was the state fair at the base. If I'm honest with you, son, this isn't my original face. They had to suture me back together like some sort of Frankenstein monster.
I didn't want to be rude, but I can tell the mismatched skin color and the fresh sutures. What kind of a day? And I gotta say, your lower lip is—it's kind of hanging off the bone a little bit. It's not moving. Oh,
yeah. Is this noticeable?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's told you this yet, but you are just bleeding all over the place.
I was really hoping the rough ride in would not anger my sutures that have recently been put in place. But unfortunately, it seems that I'm covered in my own blood.
Just seems like the whole floor in this place, too. Listen, let me go get some towels, see if I can help. Oh, no!
Oh, Dunce, are you okay? You fell right off your stool.
Just slipped right out of the... Slipped
his
on all
name's
that.
Dunce and he fell in my blood.
Okay, well, we don't... No, don't laugh at me.
What's your name, sir?
It's Dusty Rusty. At least it used to be.
And what is it now?
Well, it's still Dusty Rusty. I just sort of add it. At least it used to be, just to sort of, you know, yeah.
That's a pretty good nickname, if you ask me, Dusty Rusty.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, how you doing?
Can I get a hamburger bun and a glass of whole milk?
Yes, sir. We got a whole fresh pack of buns.
Great.
These things...
You're probably asking yourself, why is this guy 1D?
I was asking myself that. This guy's a line.
Thought I'd grievously injured my noggin upon my falling towards the floor. But
hey, you know what?
Sir, you are approaching infinity over there.
Yeah, I fell out of a airplane in front of the whole town.
You fell out of a what?
A hair plane.
Now, what's that?
Is that one of those fancy things I heard those Orville brothers have been working on over in North Carolina?
Exactly. No. It's an airplane that transports hair for wigs across the country. And I was flying it, and I fell right out the side. And I landed right into a public election debate. And so the whole town saw me.
Yeah, that technology is not perfected yet.
That is... How about I pour a little shot in that milk for you? There you go.
Can I be honest? You guys, I'm going to be straight up with you all. You're making me feel a lot better about my situation. I think I might go home now because it's been a few years, and I got to tell you, I miss my wife. I miss her a lot. And
I miss my wife, too.
I'm starting to think that maybe if I go home and tell some people about how bad you all fucked up, then maybe... My wife's going to start to love me again and be once more physically attracted to me and my self. Well,
Dunce, that ain't a bad idea. Why don't you go on home and go back to your old lady? You tell her how much you love her.
I think I will. Long as
those
the road's
were the
clear,
days to be young and in love. Yeah, watch out for any tumbleweeds.
Safe travels, Dunce. I'm glad you were inspired by our... stories of shame and
yeah. Just don't talk. Hey, man, I just don't talk. Look at me when you're talking. I don't want anyone to know we're associated. It's kind of.
Oh no, you and I are brothers. You slipped in my blood. That means something where I'm from.
Hey, Dusty Rusty, I'm gonna pass you another baguette if you could just use that to mop up the visceral fluids on the floor. That would be.
This is a good baguette.
Nah, that one's a week old. I'll get you a better one. Don't worry.
All right,
Dunce, you gonna pay your tab or we charge for water here?
Is that some kind of a thing in the background behind you? Look at that.
Where did he? He fell. Oh, he didn't even make it out of the doors.
And that man is embarrassing. I do not want to be associated with him at all.
I'll let him go. I don't even.
That man would never make it as a singular line. He would never survive.
Scene.
Scene.